watch.
It's official. Wall Street is now in a bull market, with stocks up 20% since reaching a low back in October. This news comes amid a series of optimistic economic forecasts telling a seemingly different story than the record high inflation we continue to see. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Yoshikami, CEO and founder of Destination Wealth Management. It's a Walnut Creek wealth management firm. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
It just seems like the economy is just giving us a lot of mixed signals these days. Inflation is high, but the job report is good. And now this, what does this indicate?
Well, the first thing people need to understand is that the markets and the economy are two separate things. They don't go hand in hand together. The fact that the market has been rallying is an indication that investors believe the worst of the economic downturn in terms of higher interest rates, higher inflation, is behind us and that there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's going to continue to be mixed messages. You're absolutely right that inflation still is stubbornly high. But we have the Federal Reserve actually saying that they think inflation is starting to come down. The jobless numbers are very, very good, meaning we have tremendous amount of employment and wage growth. So just remember, the markets and the economy are two separate things, and the economy tends to lag the market. The market tends to anticipate future news.
Okay, so what do you tell investors?
What I tell investors is that you have to make a judgment of how you're going to invest and what you believe in terms of the market environment. Our feeling is that inflation is going to continue to come down, that you're going to see interest rate policy, increased policy, slowed or halted. I think it's entirely possible, given that what's happened with interest rates, we go into a mild recession. But if it's a mild recession, I think overall that's good news for equity assets, and it's good news for fixed income assets as interest rates moderate.
If tech stocks have bounced back from such a disastrous year, do you think this will lead to a pause on future layoffs for Silicon Valley?
Well, first of all, some tech stocks have bounced back. I mean, obviously, some of the big names that many people hold in their portfolio have bounced back. But many names that are still money-losing ventures, the so-called unicorns, are still actually struggling quite a bit. So, I think that the layoff picture is probably not going to improve, meaning hiring, but I think you're going to see a slowing in layoffs as most tech companies here in the Bay Area have already made rather significant job cuts.
So what else are you looking at as an indicator? What to you is going to tell you something significant?
Well, that's a good question, Patty. Here are the three things we look at. We look at, first of all, what does inflation look like? That's going to tell us what the future direction of interest rates is and how that will impact the economy. The second thing we look at is jobs. Are people still working? Even though you see these headlines in Silicon Valley about layoffs, the jobless rate is still very low. And then third is how is the economy growing? That's through something called GDP growth. Is the economy still growing and expanding? Those are the three things we look for as we assess the data.
All right, Michael, really appreciate your expertise on this one. Michael Yoshikami, CEO and founder of Destination Wealth Management. It's a Walnut Creek wealth management firm.